Are you dead ass?
Micah, you don't have to lie to me.
Bye. Derek tried to get Micah to stay, but he knew she was pissed.
I can't believe you would ask me that.
Then why would you run away from the police?
I freaked out. I was called down to the office and saw two officers waiting for me. I felt like I couldn't breathe, so I ran out of the school. I couldn't go in there. But Nia, you gotta know, I would never hurt Ronnie.
If you didn't do it, then turn yourself in.
Jason, stop!
No, too late for that, little lady. He about to get his ass whooped.
I'm finna kill you, old man.
No.
Get off of me!
Dad, put the gun down!
Move!
No!
Hey, you. This is Tales of the Text. Short fiction stories filled with drama, secrets, and plot twists, marinated in Black teen culture. Today's tale is called Life After Death.
Hello, and welcome back to this episode of What? When? How? I'm your host, Veronica Scott, and this week, we'll be digging into a case of potential life after death. In this case, we have two young BFFs that have dealt with the blows of crime and mystery. Joining us today is Miss Tasia Price, the survivor of an unbelievable case that will have you saying, what? When? How? Hello, Tasia. How are you?
Better than I was before.
Well, we are glad to hear that. Let's start at the beginning. You and Michelle were best friends for your whole lives.
I thought we were. We met in the first grade. We sat down next to each other. We didn't know anybody else, so we just looked at each other, both terrified. And that was it. She was my first friend in a new school. Even after we got other friends, we stayed close. We usually had a lot of the same classes, and we stuck through it all together. Bullies, boys, and parents that didn't get us. We were like sisters, I thought.
Sounds lovely. Then y'all entered into high school. What changed?
She did. It happened slowly at first, but then she just became really secretive. I've always known that Michelle got into other stuff. She would tell me all the time that she told her parents that she was with me when she wasn't. But I didn't really ask too many questions. One, she never liked that, and two, I honestly didn't want to know. Some of the guys she would hang around sometimes made me think that she was getting into stuff I didn't want to be involved with.
You didn't have any idea what those things might be?
Not at the time. I just thought it was boys and stuff. I knew she was always into these really sketchy dudes, mostly older.
Ugh, typical teenage girl. But things did not end up typically. You received the terrible news.
Yes. It was the worst thing that I had ever heard. I went to school and Michelle wasn't there. I hadn't heard from her, but I wasn't really worried because we had a weird conversation that night before that made me think that she might be going off with someone. So when I didn't see her, I didn't think much of it. Something happened at school that I thought I should tell her. So I sent her a text, and she didn't text back. I thought maybe she might be mad at me, so I texted to ask her, and still nothing. Then I got the call.
Take your time. I know this is tough.
Her mother called me all upset. I could barely understand her, but I heard her ask me to come over to the house. I thought that Michelle still hadn't come home, and she just wanted me to tell her where she might be or something. I was thinking of a good story the whole ride over there. As soon as I pulled up, I knew that something must really be wrong. There was a lot of people there and a lot of confusion. People were crying, and there were some police. My stomach dropped. As soon as I saw Michelle's mother, she threw her arms around me and began to sob. I knew before she could even tell me. By the time I heard the words, "Michelle died," I lost it. It was...
Take your time.
There wasn't much information. Just that they had found her in a car wreck. That night was the stuff of nightmares. I could not believe it. I just kept thinking about that last conversation. She had seemed a bit off, but She smoked weed from time to time, so I just thought it was that. Of course, I had to go over that conversation, and even though she was gone, I still felt the need to cover for her. It was less about her at that point and more about protecting her family. I didn't want them to know about the things she would get into. But then the time came to go and view her before the funeral. I had cried so much I didn't think I had any tears left. I had spent most of the time with her mother trying to both be there for her and have her be there for me. We walked into that room. They opened up the casket and I had to force myself not to collapse onto it before I could even look. I forced myself to stare into my best friend's face to hope that she still looked like herself. But she didn't, because she wasn't.
What do you mean?
It wasn't really her in there, you know that.
Yes, baby, but I have to ask the questions. This is what, when, how?
Right. Anyway, the girl in the coffin wasn't Michelle. I kept staring at her, thinking that maybe my eyes were deceiving me, but they weren't. Both her mother and I just stared down. Her mother asked the funeral director, "Is this some kind of joke? Where's my daughter?" He said, "Right here, ma'am. This is Michelle. This is the body they brought in for her." "Does she not look like herself?" She said, "No, because that is not her. That is not my little girl. That is someone who looks like her, but it's a different girl." Staring down at the body, I saw something there in the coffin with whoever it was. A piece of paper. I pointed it out and someone got it. The paper had a message on it. A message I caught right away from Michelle and I's conversations. It said, "Over the bridge and through the woods, a hunting I did go. Wolves will be wolves, but I'm no Red Riding Hood." It sounds like just some old nonsense from fairy tales, but I knew the code. It was how Michelle and I talked when adults were around, and we didn't want them to know what we were talking about. I had always told Michelle she had a thing for wolves, and she would say that was okay, because she was nobody's damsel in distress. It seemed like a message from her that she might be okay, but then again, I couldn't be sure. Has somebody else gotten a hold of our messages to send one to me?
So you didn't know whether it might mean that she was even all right.
Exactly. It gave me a little bit of hope, but I couldn't be sure. I tried to explain what the message might mean to her family and the police, but I didn't want them to think it might be from her. But if it were, then it might mean that she has something to do with all this. I wouldn't let myself believe that she would make everybody think she was dead just to go off for some fun. She was sneaky, but it wasn't that bad. Couldn't be. I thought maybe she had just been kidnapped and somehow had gotten a message through. I told them the different places that we had met for through the woods over the years. Different places she would go off to. I didn't want to tell on her, but I just wanted to help get her back.
So the search was on.
Yes, her mother actually seemed happy about it. She took it to mean that she was still alive somewhere. That she wasn't really gone. I didn't know if I believed it, but it made her feel so much better, so I just went along with it. That's when I started receiving more messages. I could barely figure out what they meant, but I knew they had something to do with Michelle. At first, I was going to tell the police about them, but I could tell whoever was sending them didn't want me to. I thought maybe if I messaged them enough that they would tell me something and I might be able to find her. I just wanted my best friend back. The messages would say things at first like, "You know more than you think. You're no Red Riding Hood either." I would just say, "No, I don't know. But if you have Michelle, please just give her back." The messages just kept asking me what I knew, but I swore I didn't know anything until...
"If you love her, you'll tell what you know."
"I don't know anything, I swear. Please, just tell me where she is."
"You tell me what you know."
"I don't know anything, I swear. If I did, I'd tell you. Anything to get her back. She didn't tell me everything, I guess."
"You're running out of time. Come to Grandma's house with information or else."
"What? Where?"
After a few seconds, there had been no answer. Tasia racked her brain to try to figure it out. The only place she could think of was an abandoned house they would go to when they were supposed to walk the few blocks to the house of Michelle's grandmother. It was getting dark, but not super late, so Tasia took a chance. She drove to that old house and found it still abandoned. She had brought along a knife because what? Who playing? As she walked up the stairs, she heard something or someone behind her.
Stop right there.
Oh my God, please don't hurt me. I'm just here to find my friend.
What do you know?
I don't know anything. I've tried to think and I just don't know. I thought Michelle told me pretty much everything, but I guess I was wrong. I guess I didn't know her so well anymore. Please don't hurt me or her. I just want my best friend back.
You haven't told her family or the cops anything?
Some stuff. But I couldn't really tell them more if I wanted to. I just thought it was boys. But maybe there was a lot more to it. I don't know. I wish I did so bad. Whatever would get her back. I've been keeping some secrets, yes, but only the same ones before. I never rat her out, even if she's...
Good. Really good, Tay.
Tay? It's you!
You did it. You held it down.
What? What are you talking about?
I had to see what you might know. Had to see if you'd be loyal.
Loyal? What are you saying? Michelle, are you okay? Did somebody take you?
Nobody took me. I'm no Red Riding Hood.
But I don't understand. What about the girl? And you being dead?
I'm sorry, but I had to do that.
Do what? You mean that was on purpose? You were involved?
You don't understand, Tay. I had to play along. I had to prove myself. It was the only way for me to get away.
But why couldn't you just run away?
I couldn't risk getting caught up too soon. I still had some things to do around town. I didn't need anybody looking for me too quick. I knew my mom would be too broken up to face the body right away. I had to give myself some time.
Time to do what? Mish, what is going on? What are you into?
Okay, Tay, it's huge. I got it made. I'll be running things with some heavy hitters now. You remember Dre, right?
Your ex that went to jail.
Exactly. He's the one that got me linked. See, he worked for this woman. She's connected to everything in this town. All the crime, that is. Robberies, fake businesses, stealing high-end cars. All the stuff we barely even get to hear about. He took me around one time because he was stupid and didn't think much of it. But as soon as I met her, she took me under her wing. Started showing me the ropes. I became like her prodigy. I've made so much money, Tay. Just doing what she told me to do. She helped me understand that if I really wanted to have anything and everything, that I had to be willing to do what it takes. And that's hard to do living a regular life with your family. I had to get away.
What kind of stuff are you doing?
Look, I can't talk about everything. But there was this one time she brought me in with this guy, a real old creep, but he has so much money. The guy was drooling all over me, a real sicko. She told him I was even younger than 16, and he seemed to really go for it. Then, right when I had him hooked, I got one of his cards, and we got over $100,000 out of one of his accounts. I didn't even really have to do nothing with him. She knows how to play it. I've been in on all kinds of her deals. I don't even know how much money I have. I'm gonna be major.
What does all of this mean, Mish?
It means that I can't just be some high school girl going to basketball games and biology. That stuff doesn't matter. You don't learn what I need to learn in school. You learn it in the streets.
Why didn't you tell me about any of this before?
Well, I didn't think you'd understand. I couldn't be sure if I could trust you to keep my secrets or what you might already know. I had to test you a little bit first.
But we've been best friends since the first grade. I know I get on you sometimes about the stuff that you do, but I've always had your back, even when I didn't want to.
Yeah, but this is different, and you know it. I didn't know if you would crack under pressure. I had to see if you could still be trusted, even in death. Now I know. You're a ride or die, even if I do.
You couldn't have figured that out without putting me through all this?
I don't think so, no. I knew it was only for a little while. It's okay now.
What now?
Now, I want you to come with me.
Come with you where?
She's expanding. This place isn't big enough anymore. She's going down into Mexico for the real big stuff. We can go and really be in it. I don't know what all it'll be yet, but we just do whatever she tells us to do, and we're in there. Private jets, designer clothes, whatever we want, Tay.
Michelle, this still doesn't make any sense. Why are you doing this? Your family has money.
They have a little bit, but it's not the same. This way, I can go where I want and do what I want. My mom has been breathing down my neck about college, barely letting me do anything. I'm 16, and she still treats me like a little kid. I'm old enough to make my own decisions, and I don't want to go to school, get a regular job. I can make more in an hour than most people make in a year. You can too, if you come.
Michelle, this is crazy. I was worried sick about you. I thought you were dead. Do you know what that's like? How much I cried?
I'm sorry, Tay. I'll make it up to you, I swear. Whatever you want, just come and be my partner.
I don't want to run off and live some life of crime. What if we get caught and go to jail? Or get killed?
We won't. We're too smart for that. Just trust me. We'll live like queens.
Michelle, just come home. Forget about all of this. We can pretend somebody took you and that I found you. We'll just act like none of this happened.
No, I'm not going back. I'm never going back.
Look, I know your mom can be a little strict, but it's not that bad. You'll be fine. Whoever this woman is, she's probably just taking advantage of you. Just leave it alone and come back with me.
You don't understand, Tay. It's too late. I'm in too deep. I know too much. She's not just gonna let me walk away. And I don't want to anyway. I'll leave everything behind. The only thing I want to take with me is you. You're my best friend, like my sister. I want you with me in this.
I love you. You know that. You are my best friend. But you should know me well enough to know that I can't go with you.
You know, I just hoped that after you thought you lost me, you might think differently. You stayed loyal. Didn't snitch even when you thought I was dead. You're not the goody two-shoes I thought you were.
I guess you're not who I thought you were either. What about your mom? You're gonna tell her you're alive, right?
What's the point? It's better if she thinks I'm dead. It's better than the truth.
No, it's not. She's still holding out hope that you're okay.
Then let her hope. Maybe she'll keep hoping and it'll make her feel better. I love her. That's why I'm doing this. She doesn't need to know the truth.
Mish, please don't do this.
It's already done. Are you really not going to come? Just think about it. You really never want to see me again?
What did you say?
I told her I couldn't.
What did she say?
Nothing. She just hugged me and then left. It took me a minute, but when I tried to go after her, she was gone. Just gone.
And you told.
I had to. I couldn't let her mother think she was dead. That was terrible. She needed to know. Her whole family did. I couldn't believe she was just gonna leave them like that.
And that wasn't the end, was it?
No. I still don't understand the last part, though.
There was an explosion, right? After a police chase.
Yeah, some huge robbery. And the police showed up. It was a chase that led to a helicopter, but it didn't get off the ground. It exploded.
And then the remains of two women were found along with the pilot.
Yeah.
One of which was your friend.
Maybe.
What do you mean?
It might have been her.
But I thought she was identified through her dental records.
That's what they say.
But you don't believe it.
Maybe I just don't want to. Something tells me that was on purpose. That she knew I had told, so she had to do a better job of making us all believe that she was dead instead of just running away.
Ooh, well, that would be interesting if true.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, I lost my best friend.
Yes, that is true. But what if she is alive? What if she were listening right now? What would you say?
I love you, Michelle. But you're just a Red Riding Hood in wolf's clothing.
And there you have it, folks. Tune in next week when we talk to young Sydney Morris, whose dad disappeared mysteriously. Or did he? We'll find out next time on What? When? How?
As the show closes and the two part, Tasia feels her phone vibrate.
She looks down at the screen and it says, "You had a choice before, but you won't for much longer. You'll see who the wolf is, bitch. Better put something sharp in that basket." Now that we have your attention, go to your favorite app. You know, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Search Tales of the Text. Subscribe or follow. Press play. And duh, if you like what you hear, share with your friends. Till next time. Tales of the Text podcast is produced with support from PRX and the Google Podcasts Creator Program. Created and executive produced by Joy Mitchell. Writer, Kia Brown. Veronica, voiced by Sierra Doss. Tasia, voiced by Kima V. Antoine. Michelle, voiced by Aria Martinez. Narrator, Joy Mitchell. Sound design, Scott Stronach. And music provided by Epidemic Sound.